Simon & Schuster Audio presents Down and Out in Paradise, The Life of Anthony Bourdain by Charles Learson, read by Vikas Adam.
For Frankie. A.B. Is there anything I can do? A.A. Stop busting my balls. A.B. Okay. The final text exchange between Anthony Bourdain and Asia Argento on the night he killed himself. Prelude. He was the epitome of cool. A sad, smiling Jersey boy who combined supremely high standards with the underappreciated art of not giving a shit in ways that seemed to excite both sexes. You wanted either to be him or to do him, especially if you'd heard the gossip about his gargantuan member. He had the best job, if you could call it that, in the world, the best life in the world, applauded wherever he went. Cigarettes, booze, and time all looked good on him. So the question is, how did he get to the point where he wanted to kill himself? How does that scenario even begin to make the slightest bit of sense? It all came down to the woman, or so the supposedly wise ones said. Darkly beautiful, you had to admit, and certainly no dummy, but trouble with a capital T, an old-fashioned femme fatale. Cocktail for cocktail, she could keep up with him all night long, and then pull away like man-o-war in the rosy-fingered home stretch. He loved that about her. That she was tough and independent and always thirsty. He loved that fresh mouth. "I've never felt like this about anyone before," he told anyone within earshot. But her ballsiness also happened to be their biggest problem. Because for one thing, it meant that she would screw anyone she pleased. Sometimes, it was said, anyone within reach. Of course, he'd been around the block himself, and came from a world in which sex often didn't mean much. But since he was head over heels for her and had big plans for the two of them, and was such an incurable romantic at heart, such a goddamn Jersey boy, even the possibility of her sleeping with other people mattered to the point of making him physically sick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?